This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. As the worldwide death toll from the coronavirus eclipses 1 million, experts are accessing and assessing how much damage the virus has done compared to other world disasters. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
The 1 million deaths attributed to the coronavirus in 9 months are far more than the 690,000 from AIDS or the 400,000 from malaria in all of last year. More deaths are expected this fall because of the recent surge in coronavirus infections in the U.S. and many other countries. Wealth and power have not shielded the rich from the awful power of the virus. The U.S. has been the worst hit country in the world, with more than 7 million infections and more than 200,000 deaths, reflecting what Dr. Anthony Fauci says is the lack of success that we have had in containing this outbreak. Yet there are also signs that death rates are declining and that people who get the virus now are faring better than those in the early months of the pandemic. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, President Trump announces the U.S. will start shipping millions of rapid coronavirus tests to states this week, and in an effort to push for reopening of schools for kids in kindergarten through 12th grade. AP's Sagar Magani.
A senior administration official says 6.5 million tests will go out this week and a total of 100 million over the next several weeks. While governors can use the tests however they like, the administration's urging they be used to reopen schools. It's a politically sensitive issue for the president, who has been criticized for his pandemic handling. He's been pushing state and local leaders for months to reopen schools. Confirmed virus cases remain high at around 40,000 per day nationwide. Experts are warning of a likely surge in colder months ahead. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. British politicians will have to curb their late-night drinking after authorities in Parliament ordered alcohol sales restricted as part of anti-coronavirus measures. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Bars and restaurants in England have been ordered to shut at 10 p.m. under restrictions aimed at curbing the spread of COVID-19. But catering facilities at the seat of government, Parliament, are exempt under a loophole that allows workplace canteens to keep longer hours. Some lawmakers have pointed out the anomaly would do little for politicians' public image. After the backlash, a spokesman has clarified alcohol will not be sold after 10 p.m. anywhere on the parliamentary estate now, though food can be sold during late-night sessions. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Northern California's wine country was blanketed by fire yet again. On Monday, a strong wind fanned flames in the already scorched region, destroying homes and prompting evacuation orders for nearly 70,000 people. Further north, near Redding, Shasta County Sheriff's Eric Magrini announced that three people had died in the fire there. Fires had begun in the Sunday in the famed Napa Sonoma wine country north of San Francisco and around Redding, and came near the third anniversary of deadly wildfires that erupted in 2017, including one that killed 22 people. They are among nearly 30 major wildfires burning in California right now. The wildfire death toll in California's fires this year is at least 29. The lone Kentucky detective charged in connection with the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor has pleaded not guilty. Brett Hankinson pleaded Monday and comes 5 days after a grand jury indicted him on 3 counts of wanton endangerment for firing to the home of Taylor's neighbors. Hankinson was one of 3 undercover narcotics detectives who opened fire inside Taylor's home on the night of March 13th during a botched drug raid. A grand jury last week declined to charge Hankinson or the other 2 officers who fired their weapons with Taylor's fatal shooting. The decision set off protests in downtown Louisville and across the country. The first of a group of 3 tankers carrying Iranian fuel starved Venezuela entered Venezuelan waters Monday, and the most recent sign of the country's expanding trade. The 2 OPEC members have increased cooperation this year by exchanging crude oil, food, and more. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.